This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The holdout's become a hold-in, has become a pup list. By definition, he's hurt. Everybody knows what's going on here. We've covered as many angles of this thing over weeks and weeks as we can, and as we get breaking news, we kind of add to the dialogue. And that's what happened today with Jeremy Fowler suggesting that Washington is basically trying to keep the AAV the same as his last contract of $371. That was at a $208 million salary cap. The cap is now up to $279. That $71 million difference, you would think, with the cap growing, would mean that even if you just wanted to give him the exact same amount of money, you'd have to give him actually a higher AAV to get him there. The guarantees is where this thing's all going to get boiled down, and he's either going to agree or disagree eventually. But one other thing I wanted to mention before we get to the phones, and you can call us at 800-636-1067, that we haven't really talked about today, and I don't know how much we've talked about it at all. Neil Greenberg was on with B. Mitch and Finley a couple of days ago this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the interview, and he had suggested something to the effect of, look, there are wide receivers that are elevators, right, that are going to make everyone around them better. And I'm paraphrasing, so this is not exactly what he said. I don't want to act like I'm quoting him. But the idea was maybe Adam Peters and his staff have decided Jaden Daniels is that caliber of quarterback where you don't need to pay a Terry McLaurin because he can make other guys play at a higher level. And it's a way of saving money there and maybe building up on the offensive and defensive lines or what have you. And I'm open to that possibility as far as they're thinking. I think it's actually plausible, maybe even likely. Having said that, I get really frustrated with the paradigm that you should ask your quarterback to do that when you don't have to.
Correct.
Like, this is my annoyance with that idea. Because there are teams that view it that way. Like, Josh Allen can make everybody better. We'll just have Khalil Shakir be our number one. If you don't have to do it that way financially, you shouldn't.
Correct.
Now, when you pay Josh Allen $57 million a year or whatever it ends up being, and you give him his $250 million contract, and now you've actually got to cut corners because you're not Lido Pizza, and you know, you've got to find a way to make both ends meet, and you can't pay everybody. Now we can start talking about, Josh, I'm sorry, man, but I'm giving you almost 60 per. I need you to make it work with Shakur and Curtis Samuel and tight ends. And he goes, yeah, no problem. I'll go win the MVP award. First of all, I don't know that we're there yet with Jaden Daniels. I don't think it's even a fair ask in the second year of a guy's career, number one. And number two, you don't have to do that right now. They should still be in the mode, Toby, of doing everything they can to help him and elevate him and to make it easier on him and take pressure off of him. He's the kid. Like, he shouldn't be running the family. The dad should be responsible. The dad should go to bed and wake up. The dad should, you know, have one less drink at night and not feel like crap the next day so he can take care of the baby. Jaden Daniels is in year two, people. You don't have to do it that way. He's making no money yet. So when people go, oh, well, you know, he'll find a way. First of all, nobody's making Michael Gallup go out and go for 850 yards. You know, nobody's turning Chris Moore back in to a guy that anybody's scared of. But I just hear that, and it frustrates me because
100%.
They had the right idea on Laramie Tunsil. They gave up a boatload to protect Jaden Daniels' blindside, and I thought, oh, they're killing this. They know exactly what they got to do. They're doing my philosophy. Does it help Jaden Daniels? Then let's do it. Every question this offseason should have been about, does this make Jaden Daniels better? Then this is for us. The draft, first round, they didn't have to draft Josh Connerly. That was a little bit of a luxury pick, kind of, in terms of this season. But they said, we're going to draft the other tackle. We're going to fix both tackle spots. We're going to upgrade the offensive line significantly. I will never argue with that. Anything you do to help Jaden, you do it. Now you got a wide receiver who's looking for seemingly market value, and you're going, eh, we'll just have Jaden go throw it to Chris Moore, Michael Gallup, and Luke McCaffrey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It doesn't have to be this way.
Again, he's on a rookie contract. That's the whole point of this. Josh Allen, you have to do that because Josh Allen is getting paid his second contract. Why did the Chiefs not keep Tyreek Hill? Because they had to pay Patrick Mahomes. Continue on. That's the whole point of this. When you have a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, that's when you're able to make some sacrifices of or splurges of sorts, right? To go out and keep guys like Terry McLaurin. And again, if they say, okay, we think we can get by without having stud receivers because Jaden's that special, then why did you go off season and not trade him or do something else? Now you're stuck. Debo's your number one, Jalen Lane's your number two, and Noah Brown and the rest of the crew somehow going to make up for it? I just don't think that that works. You want to try to win this year. Your best receiver is not in camp. He's not going to show up anytime soon unless you get this thing figured out. So then what was the rest of the offseason about? Because if that's what your plan is, then maybe you shouldn't have drafted Connerly. Maybe you should have drafted a receiver. Maybe you should have drafted Luther Burden. Maybe you should have... Why in the world are you going into this year and your best option for Terry or for Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, is still uncertain if he's going to show up? We all think he will. What if he does? Just decide to play hardball and hold out and all that stuff. I just don't get how last year you're in the NFC Championship game. A big part of that team was Terry McLaurin, and they're offering him next to no bump in pay. They're not helping him out at all. They're not doing any of that. I just don't understand how, if that's the way that they want to go, that they think, okay, we can get by with subpar receivers. Maybe they can, but now's not the time to do that, to your point, when he's on that rookie contract. And by the way, it's just going into his second year. Just because he can do it doesn't mean you should make a living off of doing that.
Well, yeah, we could debate if he's good enough right now to make the McLaurin-less wide receiver room good enough to go win 11
games. And by the way, I think he could.
I don't know that he can, because I think the receiver room without Terry McLaurin is actually well below average.
Oh, it's terrible. Like,
yeah, so then he can't, in my opinion. But could their offense be good enough? Their offense could be satisfactory with him running the ball, with the threat of him running it and what that would do in read option for their actual running game with their backs. Zach Ertz is going to have a monster season, although the problem is, I think, then Zach Ertz becomes less effective because you try to take him out of the game as the number one weapon, and you know there's a feeding frenzy down the depth chart after that, just trying to get balls in people's hands at wide receiver. But to that point, like, I don't think he could make it work with this receiver room to have an excellent passing season. But that's not even the debate we need to have, because it's irrelevant. Maybe he could. He shouldn't have to.
Correct.
And it feels like an unforced error. Now, I always try, before we go to the phones here, when we are in agreement on like one side of this, to present the other side or at least acknowledge what the rebuttal would be. And so I think what Adam Peters would say if he was sitting here in a world where he says anything on the air that is, you know, legitimate or actual. He's very good. He's very handsome and does a great job running the team. But he's not going to give you a whole lot of honesty generally. You got to do a lot of reading between the lines. But I think what he would say is, guys, he's going to play. Like, calm down, first of all. No reason to raise voices. No reason to scream or hold your breath on this. He'll be here. My point is, it is him showing up and playing against the Giants without a new contract after an offseason where he's at odds with the team is not the same as him getting a contract a month ago, going through camp in the preseason harmoniously with this organization and playing on that new deal. That is not the same. Now, they may say it doesn't matter. They may be doing robot football where, is he on the field? Did we not overpay? Then we won. And I'm saying those two things are not equal.
Yeah.
Is he going to play? Yes, almost certainly he will play. Do I think it'll be on a new contract? I've said all along, yes. I now think, I've said this on the air for the last few days, he's going to rework the last year of this deal so that he and his agent can save a little face and not look like they completely lost out because the team has all the leverage. And same as Chris Jones with the Chiefs. I think him and his agent will announce that they have some new restructured one-year deal where he has a chance to make more in cash this year than the 15.5, and they'll claim victory on that. But I am, for the first time now, feeling like the long-term deal is not going to beat the clock here over the next couple of weeks.
I just don't understand. If you're going to play it this way, then figure a way to get him into camp so you can get ready and play football to win this year. What were all the moves this offseason for? To improve this team, to hopefully build off an NFC Championship appearance last year. You're going to leave your wide receiver one out to dry and potentially, okay, he's going to roll in here the last week of August to get ready for week one. Okay, maybe he just rolls in and he's ready to go and everything works out hunky-dory and he plays great football and he goes for 13 touchdowns again. He goes for 1,200 yards for the first time and all that stuff. That all could happen, Grant. What is the likelihood of that if he doesn't show up to the last week of August? What is the likelihood that now he has to be eased into the season and now you're into the middle of the year before Terry's taken the full complement of snaps and able to do everything and he's built that chemistry again with Jaden Daniels? How do you build off of last year when you have a quarterback who's played 1 year in the National Football League? 1 year. He's been awesome. He had the best rookie season of all time. He was incredible. I think we all think he's going to do it again. But he's done it one time. You need to be able to build that foundation and not having your number one wide receiver to build off the chemistry that he showed in the games in the playoffs. He's missing valuable weeks here. I think that they can show up whenever and still make things work, but you want to be building on that, not still into the regular season trying to reestablish all that. And I just don't want them to get off to a slow start about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.